Coming up on episode number 624, it is a cover story night. It is Thursday night, and let's do Gram Parsons tonight. Now, Gram Parsons was pretty much the first artist that was able to successfully and popularly combine rock and country music. And he was a member of the Byrds for a little while. He was a member of the Flying Burrito Brothers and had a great solo career. And a lot of people were influenced by him, and of course, a lot of people covered him. So we're going to hear covers tonight performed by Casey Chambers, Wilco, and Elvis Costello, just to name a few. It's the Gram Parsons cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is November 5th, 2009. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. Tonight, focusing on the music of Gram Parsons, who, like I said, was one of those legendary artists, one of those pioneers, who was the first one to really successfully combine country music and rock music. Matter of fact, he was a performer in a rock band that did country music, and so it was really the melding of those two genres that has led to so many different artists today who are able to play in that style. And today would have been his birthday. He passed away in 1973 in Joshua Tree, in the Joshua Tree National Monument, overdosed on alcohol and pills. And what's probably the most interesting thing about his death is that, and I'll get more details about this later, but basically, when he died, they had his funeral. Basically, it was going to be flown back. His body was going to be flown back to New Orleans to be buried. However, Gram Parsons' road manager stole the body after the funeral and brought it back to Joshua Tree, California, brought it back to the desert, where he cremated the body using gasoline. And basically, it was believed that it was Gram Parsons' final wish to be cremated there in the desert. And what's funny, the road manager, Phil Kaufman, actually didn't get arrested, didn't get in any trouble for stealing the body. However, he did get in trouble for stealing and burning the coffin. Very interesting. Now, another piece of interesting trivia here, that leads right into our first song, is a song that the Flying Burrito Brothers recorded that was also recorded by the Rolling Stones. And of course, everyone hears the song and says, all right, that's a Rolling Stones song. However, Wild Horses was originally released by the Flying Burrito Brothers before it was released by the Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones actually recorded it first. However, the cover, I guess you could say, of Wild Horses by the Flying Burrito Brothers was released right before the Rolling Stones released their version. So let's hear the Flying Burrito Brothers' original version of Wild Horses. My hands. Why?
drag me away. Wild, wild horses couldn't drag me away. Drag me away.
I have my love, please take these sleepless nights from me. Oh, these sleepless nights will break my heart in two.
Elvis Costello and his cover of Sleepless Nights. Now, Elvis Costello is one of those people who very frequently mentions Gram Parsons as one of his influences, and he's covered him several times, two times on Kojak Variety, Sleepless Nights and Still Feeling Blue. And then he also did a cover of, I want to say it's Brass Buttons on Almost Blue. I'll have to look up that one because I think he did. But that right there, Sleepless Nights by Elvis Costello from the 2004 all-cover album Kojak Variety. Fantastic album. I'd say that's one of my favorite cover albums of all time. Even though there's not really a lot of really popular, well-known covers on there, it is a solid, solid all-cover album. There isn't a stinker in the bunch on Kojak Variety. Before that, Hot Burrito Number 1, I'm Your Toy by Devotchka. That you'll find on the 2009 Starbucks release called Sweetheart. Again, every year for a while, they've been releasing these Sweetheart albums right around Valentine's Day, predominantly made up of covers. And this last one this year was just fantastic. Sweetheart. It's the name of the album, Hot Burrito Number 1, I'm Your Toy, which was originally done by the Flying Burrito Brothers and, like I said, covered there by Devotchka. And then we start off the set with the Flying Burrito Brothers themselves, featuring Gram Parsons, with the first released version of Wild Horses. Now, the Flying Burrito Brothers version came out in April 1970, and then, of course, the Rolling Stones version was released in 1971 on their Sticky Fingers album. Now, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards wrote the song, and I think you'll have a hard time convincing anybody to call it a Flying Burrito Brothers cover, but there you have it. It's it'll still be named on my site as a Rolling Stones cover, but for this instance, I gotta let you know, hey, Flying Burrito Brothers released it first. Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine, AudioEngineUSA.com. We've talked about the speakers and how great they are. Tonight I'm going to talk about the Audio Engine W1, which is their premium wireless audio adapter. Now, you probably have a laptop or a desktop machine that has the ability to play movies, right? Of course you do. And, you know, maybe the speakers that you have with your desktop machine or with your laptop aren't the best. Maybe they're not Audio Engine speakers. And you want a way to maybe send the sound through your stereo system or through another receiver or speaker system. Well, with the Audio Engine W1, you can. These two little devices work together to wirelessly transmit audio from one device to another, and you can very easily plug one of these right into your computer, plug the other one into your stereo system, and have lag-free, gorgeous-sounding music. You know, it does not sound like tinny or like it's been traveling through the airwaves. It sounds fantastic, rich and clear, and works with any sound system that you want to make it work with. And right now, because you are a Coverville listener, you can get 10% off your purchase of the Audio Engine W1 or any of the Audio Engine products by using the Coverville coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN. That'll save you 10% on your purchase over at AudioEngineUSA.com. All right. Hey, have I mentioned how therapeutic doing Coverville is? Pretty rotten day, but doing this show definitely kind of brightens things up. And even if it's more mellow covers like we heard in that first set, still seems to brighten me up. But even better than the mellow covers from the first set are going to be these covers in the next set here. And we're going to start things off with a cover of Ooh, Las Vegas. This is Sarah Lee Guthrie, Chris Wilson, and Johnny Erlon recorded a cover of this Graham Parsons tune for the Rockquiz Duets. Now, Rockquiz is an Australian music quiz show that they have on TV that is just fantastic. It's funny, it's well-written, and the questions are, they straddle that line between geek knowledge and, oh yeah, what the heck is that? I know that one. It's great stuff, and wish we had something like that here in the USA. At the end of every show, they have a duet cover performed by a couple of the artists who were contestants on the show, and that's where this came from. Here's Ooh, Las Vegas.
Ooh, Las Vegas. Friend of mine, between the hearts is a bitch. One day I'm gonna clean up my mind. Find out which is which. Ooh, Las Vegas. Ain't no place for a poor boy like me. Ooh, Las Vegas. Ain't no place for a poor boy like me. Every time I hit your Crystal City, no. City, now we're gonna make a wreck out of me.
Kacey Chambers, Australia's first successful country to rock crossover female singer. That's quite a mouthful. So in that way, she's very much like Graham Parsons, who she's covering right there from her 2002 release Barricades and Brick Walls. And that is Still Feeling Blue. Boy, how come it took all the way till 2000 for there to be a successful country rock genre crossover female artist in Australia. That blows my mind, but there she is. And that's when, in 2000, is when she kind of emerged as that artist. Kacey Chambers here on Coverville. Before that, the Lemonheads. No, I'm sorry. Before that, that's why I've got these all mixed up over here. Before that was Wilco. You're going to hear the Lemonheads pretty soon, so just sit tight. Before Kacey Chambers was Wilco, 100 years from now, from the 1999 tribute to Graham Parsons, Return of the Grievous Angel. Now, there's no way I could do a cover story and not include something from that album, and it was really difficult trying to figure out what I was going to pull from there. Again, a very cool tribute album with artists like The Pretenders and Beck and Emmylou Harris. Really, really cool and really worth checking out. Whether you like kind of that country rock crossover or not, there's a lot of rock on there to kind of take over and really infuse the sound, infuse the music, the covers there with a lot of rock, even if the originals didn't have that. And we start off the set with a track from the Rock Quiz Duets Volume 2, which came out in 2007. That is Sarah Lee Guthrie and Chris Wilson with Johnny Erlon covering Ooh, Las Vegas. Yeah, it's no place for a poor boy like me. You know what? Let's take the third set. Let's just jump right into the third set. I've teased you enough about Lemonheads. Let's play the Lemonheads. From an album that came out this year called Versions, here is the Lemonheads cover of I Just Can't Take It Anymore.
It's been useless after all. I'm tired of seeing the days going by, tearing the numbers off my wall. You've been taking up my time, stepping out of line, breaking up dreams I had.
Yeah. brass buttons, green silks and silver shoes. Warm evenings, pale morning, bottle blues. And the tiny golden pins that she wore up in her brass buttons, green silks, and silver shoes. My mind was young until she grew. My secret thoughts known only by a few. Was the dream much too real to be leaned against too long? All the time I think she knew. Her words still dance inside my head. Home still lies beside my bed. And the sun comes up without her. It just doesn't know she's gone. But I remember everything she said.
Thank you. love somebody the way I love you.
Closing out the show much the same way that we began the show, with the Flying Burrito Brothers doing a cover. That is the Bee Gees. You Don't Know What It's Like to Love Somebody. Actually, the name of the song is just To Love Somebody. You'll find that on the 1988 Greatest Hits compilation called Farther Along, the Best of the Flying Burrito Brothers. To Love Somebody, originally by the Bee Gees. Before that, Brass Buttons by Dennison Whitmer. Man, you listen to the lyrics of that song, and it's about all those little details that you remember from a relationship. It may not be some of those bigger details like the places you met, the place you proposed, things like that. But it's all those little details like the pins that she used to wear and things like that. Very, very cool. Dennison Whitmer from his album that came out this year called Recovered, Brass Buttons, originally by Graham Parsons. And the set start off with Lemonheads, Evan Dando at his finest, with a brand new album came out this year called Varsions, which was an all cover album, including I Just Can't Take It Anymore. And that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thanks so much for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate your listenership, your support, and your emails with all your requests. Just in case you don't know that email address, it's coverville@gmail.com. The phone number, the request line, 206-222-COVER. And you can also go to coverville.com. Post your comments in the show notes, or go to the forums and have your discussions there. Very cool. Big countdown coming up here. I don't know how many days of work we got left, but sometime next week, we've got the big release for Unhinged, the Coverville Spinal Tap tribute. And I'll have more details as we get closer to that. But not only are we going to turn this thing up to 11, we're going to turn it up to 13 with 13, yes, 13 covers of Spinal Tap tracks performed by independent artists, including John Dist, who you've been hearing on Coverville and on the Cover Me blog a lot lately. The Dogs of Winter, Brian Groves and the Dogs of Winter, and Paul and Storm stepping in for Jonathan Colton to really knock one out of the park with their cover of Big Bottom. You'll have to hear it to believe it, and all that will be coming up next week. I'll have information about where you can download that album. Until then, though, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. We will see you next time. Thanks again for listening. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.